It's been a very interesting afternoon. Thank you so much for being so engaged today. Both at 7-10-10 as well as at 416-872-1010. A lot happening inside of your world that we'll get to throughout the program and the remaining 2 hours. Toronto Mayor John Tory will join us at 5:35 this afternoon. If you have a question, I'll tell you in a second. If you have a question for the mayor, let us know at 7-10-10. I mentioned that you and Dr. Bogosh, unrelated, would be getting together tonight over a bottle of Chablis so that you could go back in the tape that he didn't hear when you set him up with the beginning of a wonderful interview. And someone wrote in to say, so who's the sommelier, Mad Dog or Ryan? I don't know. I have at least a cursory knowledge of wines. Ryan, yourself?
I have specifically been drinking for this entire pandemic, so you know it's a lot. specifically been drinking red wines from the northwest region of the United States. People are going to be mad at me. Don't at me, okay? Everybody's got preferences. I don't want to hear, oh, support Ontario wines. No. Okay, some people like them, some people don't. It's not my cup of tea, okay? I've been drinking American wines, so sue me. So clearly, Jay's the sommelier in the
So, not at all. The question would be, when you talk about the northwestern region of the United States for wine, how does one land in that specific region to drink wines from there? Did you have something you liked and it turned out it was from there, so you sort of delved deeper into that geographical locale?
It really much is. So I like J-Lore, which is a wine, I believe, from California.
There it is. Great wine.
And then I kind of branched out a little. I was like, oh, I'll try an Oregon wine. I'll try a Washington wine. And then they're kind of... our former technical operator, Andre, would be able to tell you this a little bit better, but he describes them as jammy.
Jammy.
Jammy, yeah.
Like hints of fruit and berries.
Dude, I don't know. When you pour a couple glasses, do you really notice what it tastes like by the third one? You don't.
That's why you always have the first glass of the good bottle, and you move on to the swill.
Come on. Like, we're all just talking amongst ourselves here, right? On the third glass, you're not saying, oh, I noticed the tannins. Look at the legs running down the glass. No, you're not. You can put it in a coffee mug. You wouldn't care. What's that? Oh, it's red fish, blue fish, one fish, two fish, or whatever the hell that thing is. Drinking it out of that mug today.
I think we found a podcast.
Happy Wednesday.
Welcome to Blue Collar Wine Pairings with Ryan and Jay. What goes best? What an excellent question at 7-10-10. What pairs best with the Big Mac?
Right? I eat that in the carton, too. I don't even use plates anymore. I'm a Neanderthal. I'm wandering around my kitchen just making noises.
When Ryan and Jay return on Blue Collar Wine Pairings, we talk about boxes versus bottles.
You know, there are people down in Western New York during tailgates. They take the bag out of the box of wine, and they spin it around, and then, like, flick it. And then you're supposed to take a shot. I guess they're not going to do that anymore with the pandemic. But you just drink out of the same bag of wine.
Why do you flick it? Lot.
I don't know.
It's like a keg. Dude, it's like the wine version of a keg stand.
Do you think there's any part of me that's asking? Why? Excuse me. While I'm on my knees here, about to drink wine out of a bag in a Western New York parking lot, could somebody explain the flick? Anyone? Anyone?
Yes, gentleman in the back from North Tonawanda. Yes. Thank you. Follow up.
Yeah, they're Pearl Jammy. Thank you for that.
Pearl Jammy, well done.
Stop pimping out the Okanagan Valley. I got nothing for you. I like what I like.
And welcome Maya to the program. Hello, Maya.
Hi, how's it going?
Maya is here for Ryan and Jay's Blue Collar Wine Pairing.
Oh, hi, Maya.
Maya would like to talk about her use for boxed wine. Go ahead, Maya.
Yeah, so over 10 years ago, I was backpacking through Australia on a, 20-year-old budget. And so we would buy boxed wine for our, drinking pleasures. And the joke in Australia was you take the bladder or the bag out of the box, and we'd call it slapping the goon. And when you were done drinking that whole bag of wine, you blow it up and you would use it as a pillow to rest at night.
Maya, could you just repeat what that's called again, the colloquialism?
When you would take the bag out, the bladder out, and it was called Slap the Goon, and everyone was wearing t-shirts that said Slap the Goon.
Slap the Goon.
Slap the Goon and then sleep on the pillow. Maya, thanks for the hints and tips today on Ryan and Jay's Wine Pairing
Podcast. Take care, guys.
Thank you, Maya. Take care. You probably don't know this about our Prime Minister, though. As a young man in university, weekends, he would slap any goon he could get his hands on. Proudly. He'd say, check out the goons I just slapped.
Maybe we change the name of the election to Slap the Goon. People would vote the guy out of office. All right, kill the piano music.